The Boyer Tet Park, being developed near Kimball Junction, does have a use chart, but Armstrong noted there can still be gray areas there.
Yeah, I think the use list is well-defined, but there are some subtleties in it. And, you know, for I think a vast majority of companies that truly meet the terms of the use list, it's probably fairly obvious. I mean, if Genentech wanted to come in or if Amgen wanted to come in, that's pretty clear. Other companies, you may have to scratch your head a little bit to see if it works. Other companies are going to be absolutely not, I think, and that makes it easy. But I think the harder ones will be companies where you have to look a little deeper to find the research element or the tech element or to determine whether it's truly an ancillary use.
Armstrong said a process to clarify things for possible tenants would be valuable.
To get to the point of approval, there is the whole design plan that has to be submitted with architectural plans and other things. It's very, very expensive. And for a company to go as far down that road as they would need to before they got to the point of the county telling them that they weren't an approved use, it's just a giant waste of money. And I think it makes it difficult. So I'm in favor of actually having some sort of an expedited process to give them that answer right away. And again, the obvious ones will be easy. Yes, you are. No, you're not. The ones in between are going to require a little bit more thought. I doubt that we're going to find a lot of the tweeners. I think it'll be fairly obvious.
We asked him about Basin resident Chris Head, who suggested Development Director Putt could have more expertise to judge the uses of the Tet Park.
Chris acknowledged last night that there's some irony in that request because Chris was absolutely adamant that the development director shouldn't have that power when the Boyer facility was being built. I find Bob Jasper to be a competent man. He's got a lot of county experience. I don't think he's going to run off. He's not done anything in the last 16 months that I've worked with him that I've found shocking or disappointing or, frankly, incompetent. I think he's got the ability to make those determinations. I don't think he'll do it arbitrarily on his own. He's shown that he's more than interested in working with Pat Putt. I trust Pat's judgment.
While he supports the amendment, Armstrong said he wants to craft it carefully because a county manager or planning director of the future might not be as skilled.
And maybe it's still a honeymoon phase, but we are so fortunate, I think, to have Pat. He's smart, he's strategic, he's practical. He's done a lot. I think developers and citizens alike respect what he's done. So I'm not as worried about that. I did have a conversation with Chris and said, you know, what we really have to think about as we go forward, and I want to see the language of the amendment, obviously. I'm not just going to sign off a blank check on it. But we have to look at the worst-case scenario. Right now we have a competent county manager. We have a competent development director. There could come a time when there's less than competence sitting in either of those chairs. And I think we have to protect against the worst-case scenario, too.
County Council Member Roger Armstrong. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.